we decided that the band Cadillac Kids was bigger than us. You know, the band Cadillac Kids was Cadillac Kids. So there was no replacements. We forced ourselves to just go at it as a four piece. Yeah, yeah. And it was like one day there was Cameron and the next day there was not. And what that did was really freed me up to solo because I never got a chance to solo. And so my musicianship just took off, went off the charts. I really, you know, like I said, I didn't do anything else but work and be in the band. I didn't party and go out and hang out. And we rehearsed 4 or 5 nights a week. And then in between rehearsals, I would still practice. And so I was really was allowed to grow, and I did. And the songs changed, which might not have been a good, because we kind of morphed from this street punk thing into this like glam rock thing. Which, you know, that's what it was. We didn't plan it. It's just without Cameron, the guitar approach was different. And then so was my bass playing was different. And then which then affect the whole groove. The drums were different. And we started singing together and realizing, you know, what harmonies were. And as artists, you know, we allowed ourselves to change, to grow. And we were no longer this punk band, but we were this kind of this glam radio friendly band. Yeah, which was almost totally different from how we started. Now, when we do shows today, we embrace it all. You know, we do the 1979 stuff and the 1982 stuff, which is very, very different.